Hello, I'm Carla calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, some home, apartment, manufacturer, or mobile home?
What are you calling for? Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida International University. This is a survey, like I said, on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reductions.
I don't understand why you're calling.
Well, this is a survey just to ask for your personal opinion about the hurricane threats and damage reductions and pretty much the economic situation in Florida.
I don't really have time. What are the questions? What are you going to ask me?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know all the questions by heart, but I won't take us more than 10 minutes, let's say.
Okay, if you can give them to me quickly.
Yes. So the first question would be, is your home a single-family home, some home, apartment, manufacturer?
It's a single-family home.
Thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Thank you. And please tell me if you know in what year was your house built?
1998.
Thank you so much. Okay, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since
1998. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Cat 1 hurricane, Cat 2 hurricane, Cat 3 hurricane, Cat 4 hurricane, or Cat 5 hurricane?
Well, I've been through everything that happened between 1998 and now, which has been a couple of hurricanes.
Okay, but do you remember the category of the hurricanes, at least the ones you remember?
No, I don't. Charlie and whatever came through at those times, I can't remember.
Okay, no problem. Let me check. Well, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay, thank you so much. If a serious hurricane threat your home, how would you prepare? How would you prepare for this one?
Well, what we always do, you know, as far as getting water and making sure I have already prepared with new windows and a new roof and I have enclosure for my front door. And I get batteries and everything that they normally ask for.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Okay. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane?
When I hear one is coming.
Okay. Well, let me – we have three options here. Let me read them for you. We have a hurricane watch is issued. Hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and you could be secure within a few hours.
No, it's as far ahead as possible. When the warning comes out, I prepare.
Okay. Thank you so much. And consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Well, I've done everything I can, so that's about it. I'm pretty certain that, you know, I've done everything I can.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And please select your top three sources of information. Let me read the options for you. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, family and friends, social media, or WhatsApp?
TV, mostly.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to select two more?
I guess friends and family, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Well, actually, being honest, I can go to the next question if I don't select one more. So let me read the options for you again. Internet sources other than social media, radio, newspaper, social media, or WhatsApp?
Social media.
Yeah. Okay.
Social media is another one, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared, 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you so much. And how have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Let me read the options for you. Property taxes, cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, cost of childcare, or loss of income or employment.
What was the question on that?
Yes. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm?
No, none of them. No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Flood zone, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it A, B, or C?
I have no idea. It's not, okay. It's probably a C. It's not next to the beach or anything. So I'm 5 miles away from the ocean, so.
Okay. Well, high is high flow risk, B is moderate, and C, low risk. So you would say C?
C, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And where would you evacuate? Let me read the options for you. If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if an emergency management officials order you evacuate, or probably never.
I would probably evacuate, if possible, in 48 hours before.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Well, I would go to Georgia.
Okay. To another state. Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
1.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I have no idea.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
How much damage?
Yeah, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected...
$2,000?
Yes.
Yes, I could come up with $2,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? The options are decrease significantly, increase somewhat, remain the same, decrease significantly, or decrease somewhat?
Increase somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what about within 1 to 3 years? The options are the same.
Probably somewhat.
Is that increase or decrease somewhat?
Increase somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what about within 3 or 5 years?
I don't know. Probably somewhat. I have no idea.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And do you know between 5 to 10 years?
No, I have no idea.
No problem. Thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? The options are change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage.
No, none of the above. I just paid it.
Okay, nothing. Thank you so much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Let me read the options for you. 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% or less than
60%? 100%, hopefully.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Let me read the options for you. Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving it to another state, or I will not move from my home.
I will not move from my home.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance.
No, I would not consider dropping my insurance at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Let me read the options for you. Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in the recovery efforts?
Well, I think the state and the U.S. government should help.
Okay, so you will say federal government, right?
Well, yes, but also the state government.
Okay, federal and state. Thank you so much for that information. And on a scale from 0 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have if? I will read the options for you. You can rate from 1 to 5. That the local building codes are being enforced. 1 means not confidence at all, and 5 means very high confidence. You can use any number from 1 to 5.
I have no idea in that. I don't know how the building codes are. I'm not familiar with building codes of other people.
Okay, no problem.
Are we almost done?
Yes, we are far from the middle of the survey. But in this case, to be honest, I will not be able to go to the next question. But this is just the best of your knowledge. It doesn't have to be exact. So how much confidence do you have in this case that the local buildings codes are being enforced?
Well, I don't know. Somewhat. I guess, you know, I'm somewhat. I hope they are. I have no idea because I'm not familiar with the codes in that. I'm only familiar with what was in my house and what was done.
Okay, no problem. But in this case, would you say no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
Reasonable confidence.
Okay, thank you. And that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What?
Yeah, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Well, I hope they do. I don't know. I'm hoping they do. So reasonably confident.
Okay, yes, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments in I'm sorry, the new developments take into account Hurricane Wind risk?
I have no idea. I don't know what these new developments have. I don't know. I mean, that's up to the government. I hope that they take into consideration that, but I don't know that they are or that they have. I don't know what's with the new ones. I'm not involved in that.
No, of course. I totally understand your point. But in this case, you know, we will need to select no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence to move on.
Reasonable confidence, maybe.
Okay. There are just two more. And what do you, how much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account flood risk?
What? Take into account what?
Yes, take into account flood risks.
Flood risk?
Yes.
That I do not know. I guess reasonable again. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. That's valid. Thank you. And the last one, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss? Would you say no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence from 1 to 5?
No, just reasonable. I don't know about that either.
No problem. Thank you. Next, I would just like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or your finances will be affected? The options are yes. I'm sorry. Well, let me read the options so you know, you will just can select one of them. Yes, I believe it's happening. I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I do know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it's happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know that it'll affect me.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund these initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Other.
Okay. Can you specify any action or from where they should fund these initiatives?
Well, I think the government should take care of that for us.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Oh, slightly concerned.
Slightly. Okay, thank you. And when you purchase your home, what characteristics were the most important for you? Let me read the options for you. The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, load sign, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Proximity to other family.
Okay, thank you. We can select two more.
Well, neighborhoods and churches, I guess. And
okay.
Is that it?
We can select one more. You said churches, the other one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the other options are neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, or proximity to job.
Taxes and
and fees. Okay, thank you. And like I said, we're real close to finish, but the next question will be, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Let me read the options for you. Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Probably 5 to 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few general background questions that we will, and we will be finished. So could you please tell me your age for statistical purposes between 18 to 30?
I'm 82.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I know your gender?
Female, woman.
Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
Thank you. Are any under, well, any under 12 years old?
No.
No, thank you. And, well, the last one, just are any 65 or older?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And may I know your marital status? Is it single, married, widow, divorced, or separate?
Widowed, yes.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
Graduated college.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Oh, thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? Let me read the options for you. White, Black, Asian, or Native American, or other?
White.
Thank you so much. And what language is the most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you so much. Please tell me which is the income range of your household under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75?
30 to 50.
Okay. Thank you so much. These are all the questions I have for you. Again, thank you for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
And who are you calling from?
Yes. No worries. I'm calling from Florida International University. This is for research purposes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much again. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.